Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, "I'm running for Michigan governor." By Kyle Olson on July 22, 2021. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig announced Wednesday he is running for governor of Michigan just hours after forming an exploratory committee to consider the prospect. Appearing on Fox News, Craig told host Tucker Carlson, "I've got to tell you, I am running. When I look at what some politicians are doing across our country, you know, let's talk about Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, she follows different rules. She just does," Fox 2 reported. Wednesday morning, Craig's campaign sent an email to reporters announcing the formation of an exploratory committee, which it called a first step in the process. The campaign also released this video, titled, "Leading from the Front." A formal announcement with events and rallies will likely occur after Labor Day when voters begin paying closer attention to the 2022 elections, the announcement said. But an eager Craig apparently could not wait that long. Laying into the incumbent Whitmer, whom he said caused suffering among small businesses with her lockdown policies. Questions remain about Craig's role in contributing to that suffering. In February, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy dismissed over 1,600 citations issued to Detroit residents and businesses by Craig's department for allegedly violating Whitmer's coronavirus executive orders, which were later ruled unconstitutional. Worthy said there was no legal basis to prosecute those the Detroit Police Department cited. "We're part of a movement. We're going to take the state back," Craig told Fox News viewers. The host praised the former police chief, saying he does not endorse candidates. But, when then crisis came, you rose to it when Black Lives Matter and Antifa agitators wreaked havoc in other cities like Portland, Seattle, Chicago, and Kenosha last summer. "When it came down to it, you kept it safe," Carlson exclaimed. As Breitbart News previously reported, Detroit ranks as the most violent city in the country, according to iHeartRadio, and has been at the top, or close to it, for years. The stats from 2017, during Craig's tenure in the city, were sobering. Detroit experienced 2,057 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, USA Today reported. Chicago, which receives regular national media coverage for murders and other senseless crimes, had 1,099 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. Craig's replacement, interim police chief James White, launched Operation Restore Order, Enough is Enough, just weeks after Craig's retirement to purge the community of individuals who have outstanding warrants, participate in the sale of illegal narcotics, and/or possess illegal firearms, WWJ reported. "The bottom line is, keep our city safe, keep our residents safe. We're unapologetic about keeping our community safe," White said. "We're gonna do the work necessary to make sure that the community is safe. I'm glad you're in the race," Carlson told Craig. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Gettr.